This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is weighing a response to Iran for the strike on Saudi Arabia's oil industry. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Iran's foreign minister says a U.S. or Saudi Arabian attack on Iran would set off an all-out war. In Abu Dhabi, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says diplomacy is the way to work this out.
While the foreign minister of Iran is threatening all-out war to fight to the last American, we're here to build out a coalition aimed at achieving peace.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says Iran can't get away with this.
Restoring deterrence is going to require a military response that will create some amount of pain so they'll be less likely to do this again. And to me, it's not an all-out war scenario unless Iran wants it to be.
Iran's foreign minister says they will have a lot of casualties, but they won't blink to defend their country. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A powerful suicide truck bomb has devastated a hospital in southern Afghanistan, killing as many as 20 people and wounding more than 90 others. AP correspondent Zarya Shekley reports.
The Taliban, who claimed responsibility for the bombing, have carried out nearly daily attacks since peace talks with the U.S. collapsed earlier this month. The massive explosion destroyed part of the hospital in Khalat, the capital of southern Zabul province, and left a fleet of ambulances broken and battered. Hours earlier, a drone attack in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province, blamed on U.S. forces, killed and wounded as many as 30 people, most of them civilians. There is no immediate response to requests for comment from the U.S. military in Afghanistan. I'm Zarya Shakili.
Three former executives of Tokyo Electric Power Company have been acquitted on criminal charges related to the 2011 meltdown of three reactors at the Fukushima nuclear plant in northeastern Japan. The executives were the only people facing prosecution for the disaster. This is VOA News.